This is the International Macular Degeneration Support Group Patient Education Series. Quick presentations for low vision individuals or groups seeking to understand causes, symptoms, and treatment of common eye conditions. This session is titled Cataract Surgery, answering the questions, what is a cataract? What are the symptoms? And how is it treated? Light rays enter the eye through the clear cornea, pupil, and lens. These light rays are focused directly onto the retina, the light-sensitive tissue lining the back of the eye. The retina converts light rays into impulses sent through the optic nerve to your brain, where they are recognized as images. 70% of the eye's focusing power comes from the cornea and 30% from the lens. A cataract is a clouding of the normally clear lens of the eye. It can be compared to a window that is frosted or yellowed. A clear lens refracts light onto the retina and fine-tunes our focusing ability. A cloudy lens prevents light from focusing sharply on the retina. A cataract is not a film over the eye, is not caused by overusing the eyes, is not spread from one eye to the other, nor is it a cause of irreversible blindness. Symptoms of cataracts include painless blurring of vision, glare or light sensitivity, poor night vision and/or difficulty driving at night, double vision in one eye, needing brighter light to read, and fading or yellowing of colors. Causes of cataracts include aging of the eye, which is the most common cause, family history, medical problems such as diabetes, injury to the eye, medications, especially steroids, long-term unprotected exposure to sunlight, and previous eye surgery. How quickly does a cataract develop? Most age-related cataracts progress gradually over a period of years. Non-age-related cataracts, especially in younger people and people with diabetes, may progress rapidly over a short time. Cataract development varies among individuals and may even be different between the two eyes. Protection from excessive sunlight may help slow the progression of cataracts with, for example, UV-protective sunglasses or eyeglasses. Surgery is the only way to remove cataracts. If symptoms of cataract are not affecting your normal activities, surgery may not be needed. Sometimes a simple change in your eyeglass prescription can help delay the need for surgery. Cataract surgery should be performed when cataracts cause enough vision loss to interfere with your daily activities, such as performing your job, driving safely, reading and watching TV in comfort, and taking medication. Surgery should also be performed if you and your ophthalmologist should decide together when it is appropriate. How is cataract surgery performed? Usually as an outpatient procedure, under local or topical anesthesia. A small incision is made close to the edge of the cornea. A tiny, high-frequency ultrasound instrument is inserted that breaks up the center of the lens. Broken up, cloudy lens material is removed through the incision. An intraocular lens, or IOL, implant is inserted into your eye to replace the cloudy lens. An IOL is customized for your eye, restoring focusing power. Usually, the IOL is placed behind the iris, the posterior chamber lens. Sometimes the IOL is placed in front of the iris, in the anterior chamber. In a small number of cases, the natural capsule supporting the IOL can become cloudy after cataract surgery. Posterior capsulotomy is laser surgery to open the cloudy capsule and restore clear vision. Several types of IOLs are available, starting with the monofocal. The traditional IOL provides a single focus when you're not wearing glasses. Vision can be set for good near vision or good distance vision without glasses, but not both. Here are illustrations of what your vision will look like with a monofocal IOL. On the left, a monofocal lens set for good distance vision. On the right, a monofocal lens set for good near vision. What are multifocal and accommodative IOLs? They are artificial lenses that are surgically implanted in the eye, replacing the eye's natural lens. They enable your eye to regain its focusing and refractive ability. They are considered to be presbyopia-correcting lenses because they can provide good vision at close, intermediate, and far distances, an ability that the eye's natural lens loses as we age. What will your vision be like with a multifocal or accommodative IOL? This illustrates the lenses that are set for good near and distance vision. Another type of lens is the multifocal lens. A multifocal lens has several rings of different powers built into the lens. The part of the lens or ring you look through will determine if you see clearly at a far, near, or intermediate distance. This is sometimes called pseudo-accommodation. An accommodative IOL is hinged to work in coordination with the eye muscles. The design allows the accommodative lens to move forward as the eye focuses on near objects and move backward as it focuses on distant objects. A toric IOL is a type of lens that corrects for astigmatism. Monofocal IOL specially designed to correct astigmatism that would usually be corrected by eyeglasses. Toric IOLs will not entirely eliminate the need for eyeglasses. However, people with astigmatism who have toric IOLs should be able to see better without eyeglasses than if they had a traditional IOL instead. Most cataract surgical procedures are performed without complications and result in immediate improvement in vision. You will apply eye drops for several weeks following surgery to reduce the possibility of infection and/or inflammation in the eye. You may need an eyeglass prescription to obtain your clearest vision following surgery. More than 1.4 million people in the United States have cataract surgery each year. More than 95% of cataract surgeries are performed with no complications and with improved vision. You and your ophthalmologist should decide together when cataract surgery is appropriate for you. This concludes this presentation in the Patient Education Series. For links to all presentations in this series, visit www.mdsupport.org/nsg.html.